Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 18 through 24. Brethren, the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will thwart. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews, and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 19, verses 6 through 11, and verses 13 through 20, 25 through 28, and verse 30. At that time, when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no crime in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate heard these words, he was the more afraid. He entered the praetorium again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore he who delivered me to you has the greater sin." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at the place called the Pavement, and in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king!" They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and he went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the Place of a Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote a title and put it on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. Then, when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. On this day, the 14th of September, we commemorate the elevation of the venerable and life-giving cross. St. Helen, the mother of St. Constantine the Great, when she was already advanced in years, undertook, in her great piety, the hardships of a journey to Jerusalem in search of the cross, about the year 325. A temple to Aphrodite had been raised up by the Emperor Hadrian upon Golgotha to defile and cover with oblivion the place where the saving passion had been suffered. The venerable Helen had the statue of Aphrodite destroyed and the earth removed, revealing the tomb of our Lord and three crosses. Of these it was believed that one must be that of our Lord, and the other two of the thieves crucified with him. But St. Helen was at a loss which one might be the wood of our salvation. At the inspiration of St. Macarius, Archbishop of Jerusalem, A lady of Jerusalem, who was already at the point of death from a certain disease, was brought to touch the crosses. And as soon as she came near to the cross of our Lord, she was made perfectly whole. Consequently, the precious cross was lifted on high by Archbishop Macarius of Jerusalem. As he stood in the ambo, and when the people beheld it, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy!" It should be noted that after its discovery, a portion of the venerable cross was taken to Constantinople as a blessing. The rest was left in Jerusalem in the magnificent church built by St. Helen until the year 614. At that time, the Persians plundered Palestine and took the cross to their own country. Late in the year 628, Emperor Heraclius, sent out on a military campaign, retrieved the cross, and after bringing it to Constantinople, himself escorted it back to Jerusalem, where he restored it to its place. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.